Hello, it's Martine here. This is my first professional audio boo, or audio boom, as a teacher. I've been using this app for some time now with my creative crafty hat on as a podcaster. I've used it a lot, but I've started thinking it might be a good idea to try and integrate some audio into my teaching practice. I'm a lecturer at the Guernsey College of Further Education, easy for me to say, and I specialise in teaching office administration and initial teacher training. I'm also very interested in technology for learning, and recently we had a very successful Technology for Learning Inset Day. During the Inset Day, I focused on a couple of tools to use, and my session was called Tech for CPD, so focusing on how to use technology for your continual professional development. Audio was one of the tools I highlighted, and it occurred to me that there are ways I could use it in my classroom. I have been pondering the paperless classroom for some time now. We've a fairly new principal at our college, and she's totally paperless. Now, I love technology. I'm a real tech girl, but the idea of being paperless scares me a little bit. Whilst I am a tech girl, I do like to scribble down notes on things just for speed. As a teacher, I issue handout after handout after handout just to back up any learning. And I think my handouts are good. You know, they are not too wordy. I always produce them on coloured paper, so they're colour-coded, easy to read, dyslexia-friendly. They've got exercises on them. It's a good set of handouts I produce, even if I do say so myself. But I do appreciate the need to maximise technology in the classroom, particularly for engaging my 16 to 19-year-old learners. So I had a chat with them about it, and I said, I've got a class of 10. I'm very fortunate to have a small class. And I said to them, what about e-handouts? How would you feel about e-handouts? And to my surprise, the vast majority of them, 90% of them, 9 out of 10, said no, they really like the paper handouts. And this took me by surprise. And then I thought about it. I reflected on it a little bit. And part of me thinks the reason they like the handouts is because all of the information is there for them. In some respects, they don't have to search for it. And that is not necessarily a good thing. They do need to be able to use technology when they get into the workplace. They do need to be able to work on their own initiative. Perhaps I'm guilty of spoon-feeding a little bit and not equipping them with the skills to use their own initiative. I'm maybe being a bit self-critical there, but maybe that's got something, maybe it relates to them liking to have the handouts. Anyway, I think what I'm going to try and do is I am going to continue to give some handouts, but every time I produce a handout, I'm going to ask myself the question, does this handout support learning? Would it be better for the learner to be able to locate this as and when they need it? Are there any different ways of doing this which could be better? I think ultimately, any use of technology, you can't use technology for technology's sake. It's not because it's a gimmick. You need to use it to support learning. And I say that still with a real love of technology, hence, recording an audio boom. Not audio boo anymore, is it? Audio boom. I think that I need to try having some e-handouts. I need to just bring it in gradually because, I was genuinely surprised that my students have this love of paper. Perhaps it relates to their subject area because these are potential administrators and administrators often work in a paper-based environment. Maybe that's related. But I'm going to try introducing some e-handouts or, directing learners to posts on my blog for further reading and that sort of thing. Just to see how it works. That's going to be an experiment on my part. In terms of being paperless in other areas, not just thinking handouts, thinking assignments and that sort of thing, I have taken to providing written assignment feedback electronically lately. This isn't in place of verbal feedback, it is to accompany the verbal feedback. So I will ask learners to submit their assignments in Word, email them to me, and then I'll use the comments feature in Word to comment on their work. And this has been really well received from my adult learners. I am still marking my 16 to 19 year olds' work by hand. So maybe I need to try the electronic feedback approach with them. Interestingly, in order for me to create that electronic feedback, I still need to print the assignment out and scribble all over it for my own purposes. However, the quality of my feedback is better when I do it electronically. Don't get me wrong, just this electronic feedback is no replacement to, you know, no replacement for a good face-to-face and a chat about feedback. But when I see my adult learners just one night a week, sometimes it's useful to have this as an option. Paperless in other areas. Well, I think the handout side of things is a good starting point. We don't currently have a functional VLE, but we do have an online document storage facility. It's SharePoint. So I currently use that again for my adult learners. I want to experiment with a few VLEs with regard to using them with my 16 to 19 year olds. For example, I'm going to have a play around with Google Classroom, had a look at Blend Space. I'm just playing with a few, so I'll keep you posted on that. But so far, these are my ponderings on being paperless. So it doesn't look like I'll be going paperless in the very near future, but I think I will be taking a few steps towards it. Just integrating it very slowly and trying to respond to and meet my learners' individual needs. Paper still has a place, but technology also has a place, and I think it's about getting that balance. So that's me, pondering paperless. I'm sure there'll be some more audio booms coming your way. Over and out.